Thanks ever so much for joining us for this week's Tech Law 10. I'm Jonathan Armstrong. I'm speaking to you from a balmy UK where the weather's hitting the 80s this week. And Eric, you're in San Francisco.
It's the same here. I'm looking out my window and I see a cruise ship and I'm wondering why I'm sitting at my desk and not on board the ship.
Fabulous. But as if it, I mean, it must be much more fun than sitting on a cruise ship. You've been looking at the Federal Trade Commission's regulatory pronouncements instead. I imagine the people from the cruise ship are looking enviously upon you, Eric. What have you been thinking about that?
I can see them all staring out at me, wishing they were sitting at my desk. In any event, yes, the FTC has come forward and expressed its opinion, if you will, by way of a letter relating to the Borders bankruptcy proceedings. And let me sort of take it back a step. I mean, as we know, Borders was in business. It collected personal information from customers, and in doing that, promised to them that such information would not be disclosed without consent. Now Borders is in bankruptcy. The FTC has sent a letter to the Consumer Privacy Ombudsman overseeing the bankruptcy, seeking the protection of that customer personal information. And this appears to be prompted by the FTC's understanding that customer personal information held by Borders is scheduled to be auctioned, and thereafter there will be a sale hearing. The FTC has pointed out in its letter that Borders, as we know, sold books, DVDs, CDs, and other items in stores and online, and collected vast quantities of personal information, such as credit card numbers, email addresses, purchase histories, for more than 20 million customers. The FTC specifically notes that Borders' privacy policies explain to customers that their personal information belonged to them and would not be disclosed to others absent their express consent. And the FTC believes that those customers now would be very concerned to know that their personal information might be transferred to unknown purchasers for unknown uses. The FTC is trying to be balanced. It does say in its letter that it recognizes that Borders' customer information is a valuable asset, but nevertheless, any sale or transfer of customer personal information would contravene Borders' privacy policies and could amount to a deceptive or unfair practice, which is somewhat of a veiled threat there. So the FTC at bottom states its belief that Borders should obtain express consent from customers before it transfers personal data. And for those customers who do not consent, their personal data would need to be purged. Again, trying to be balanced, the FTC states its recognition that a bankruptcy is a special circumstance, as there's an interest in allowing a company to get back on its feet or to marshal assets for creditors. Therefore, as a fallback position, the FTC suggests that to the extent the bankruptcy court declines to require consent to the transfer of Borders' customer personal information, the conditions adhered to in the ToySmart bankruptcy might be appropriate. And those requirements included making sure the buyer of personal information would protect it in accordance with the privacy policies that were in effect when the information was first obtained, and the buyer would have to seek affirmative consent before making any changes to those policies. So just sort of wrapping up my piece here, and then I'll turn it over to you. I mean, it's clear the FTC has served notice that it's carefully watching the Borders bankruptcy proceeding and is intent on ensuring that customer personal information is protected. Now, Jonathan, I know you have some familiarity with the ToySmart situation. What light can you shed on this right now?
I think it's a hugely significant development. I think, genuinely, although it looks anodyne, probably one of the most significant things in e-commerce this year for a number of reasons. Firstly, I think it absolutely goes to the value of every e-commerce business. If their privacy policy is not absolutely perfect, and if they have the odd wording here or the odd wording there, or they change their policy regularly, then they're vulnerable, and that goes to value. And I've been involved in the acquisition of a number of e-commerce businesses over the years where I know that the acquirer can put our value on that. If there's any doubt over the privacy policy, they often employ clever lawyers, us included, I say very immodestly, and we go through the privacy policy for them, and any clauses that are deficient and don't have these Toy Smart type clauses in are going to hit value. And I think this case is a reminder that it's not new. As you say, Toy Smart was quite a few years ago, and as many of you will remember, that case concerned Disney investing in an online, pure online player called Toy Smart. Effectively, that business went into bankruptcy. The database was going to be auctioned. And to cut a long short, Disney bought the database to destroy it so that the FTC didn't have any impact on Disney's own operations. That case was followed on this side of the pond in a case called Black Box, which is very similar. Again, an online retailer, very similar business to Borders. And again, the UK authorities put the liquidator of the business on warning that they should not regard the customer database as any other regular asset to be sold to the highest bidder. But this doesn't just apply in a bankruptcy situation. The FTC are being very direct here, and they're saying if you're going to piece up different assets of the business and sell them to different people, then you're going to have to be very clear with people up front about that as well. And what they seem to be saying, reading between the lines here, is that they want a similar business to Borders to acquire the whole lot of it. And bluntly, you know the U.S. Market better than me, Eric, but I can only think of one potential purchaser. They start with A, they end in Maison, and it seems to me that that must hit the value. If you're going to have an auction of assets where there's only one purchaser, then we all know that the price of the business is going to be suppressed. So I think for any business, whether they're in insolvent business, whether they're a business that's doing great guns and looking for investors or IPO or a trade sale, the privacy policy and their privacy practices are front and center for them in looking at the valuation of their business. And I think as a result, it's a truly significant case. I think it's going to be followed on this side of the Atlantic. E-commerce is, as ever, e-commerce businesses are vulnerable. And generally speaking, the only assets that they have are their database, their click-throughs, and that's less valuable because of pay-per-click model that you can do on AdWords. You can move click-throughs around from site to site more than you used to be able to, and the value of their brand. And if the value of their brand is tarnished, or if that's something that the acquirer doesn't want, then you're left with the database as the only asset. So businesses are going to have to be very, very diligent to protect it. And everybody's got to review their privacy policy, in my view, in light of this letter. But is that an overreaction, Eric?
Well, I think it's important to react however you deem fit. I mean, I think anything's possible. And, we have to, watch these situations. They're relatively fluid. And I think you make very good points. So,
well, on that note, then, let's wrap up for this week. We're going to post on our Tech Law 10 group, which you can find on LinkedIn. Just tap Tech Law 10 into the top. We're going to post the letter from the Federal Trade Commission so that you can have a look and form your own view. Eric will put your notes up there as well. Do join in the discussion. If you think I've overreacted, then say so online. Let's try and find some sort of resolution to this. And we're also on other things like Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus, and however you choose to come to us, then we'd love to hear from you. Email, as ever, is the simplest. I'm jparmstrong@duanemorris.com. And Eric?
And I'm Eric Sinrod, EJ Sinrod at duanemorris.com. And I think Jonathan sort of issued a challenge. Who can potentially, with logic, rein him in? Did he overreact or did he not? So we're looking forward to your comments. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully the weather is as fine where you are as where each of us is right now. And we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening.